Do you have any updates on injury stuff, anything long or short term or anything like that?
Obviously, Calvin didn't play in the game. We'll see where he gets this week. You know, he's improving every day, and if we can get him back, that'll be a big bonus for us for sure. Jason Fox didn't finish the game. Really no new information yet. We're still sort of working through that one. Too early to determine if he'll miss any practice time. Theo Riddick missed with a concussion, like I said, after the game. He was removed from the game, actually taken to a hospital for a CAT scan, or CT scan, I'm sorry, which read as normal. And he was diagnosed concussion, so he'll have to go through the protocol to come back. I think other than that, we have a lot of other bumps and bruises and stuff like that, but nothing unusual for after a game.
For a second, what value, if any, would there have been yesterday to keeping him active as a decoy, you know, just to
if he's not healthy enough to play, we're certainly not going to put a player out there to decoy because he's still got to run routes. I mean, what is he going to do, just line up and put his hand up in the air? I mean, he's still going to run routes and still got to, you know, be an option for the quarterback and has the potential to be able to take hits and things like that. So that wasn't an option at all.
What's your anticipation of how much Calvin will be able to do at practice this week?
I really don't have any anticipation. We'll just take and see how it comes. We've been through that before with him. You know, he set an NFL record last year, and he had very limited practice time for a significant portion of that. So we'll take it as it comes. If he can get out on the practice field, that's great. If he can't, then we'll wait until the next day.
We've heard that, you know, how teams play Calvin differently than anybody else. When you looked at the films, the tapes of the game, did you see anything that really didn't recognize from the way they played before?
They played different than if Calvin had been in the game. I think, you know, for sure anybody would. Honestly, it wasn't a whole lot different than what we saw from the Washington Redskins. But we were able to make more plays on the outside part of the field. And in this game, we didn't make enough of those kind of plays.
Just back to Calvin again.
A couple more for Coach.
You know, he's such a big receiver, and I know he hasn't missed many games throughout his career, but he did have that knee that bothered him last year, this one that's been an issue this year. Is it too early to start thinking about, like, how this could affect him going forward in terms of, you know, how many years he has left? I mean, even something to that effect?
We signed him to a long-term contract, so we certainly want to do what's in his best long-term interest, because those are also in our best long-term interest. But and we're not going to put him at danger. I mean, I think those questions might be a little more relevant if we had played him in this game. Yeah, honestly, he wasn't ready to go, so he sat down and the next guy went up. We didn't get the job done. It wasn't because Calvin didn't play in the game. There were a lot of other times that we can execute a little bit better. Like I said, end of the second quarter, you know, Calvin doesn't get a holding penalty right there. We're moving the ball. We got a chance to take the lead at halftime. Calvin wasn't the reason we didn't have any turnovers on defense. We gave up two big plays, you know. So I think that as a team, you got to always look at the team and not just, you know, one person that played or did not play in the game. But we're certainly long term on him. I mean, we're gonna do whatever we can to put the best team we can on the field every week, and we're not gonna have any of our players that we're gonna sit out just to sit them out. But if they're capable of playing, we'll get them out there.
Does he take more of a pounding than most because he's so big and, you know, people have to be so physical with him, or downfield goes up to catch a ball, he's got farther to come down than?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been some other big receivers that way. I don't know that has any effect on some of the stuff that the injuries that he's had. I mean, injuries are part of the NFL.
The fact that any player gets doubled, does that expose him to more contact than if he gets single? It seems sort of mathematical, really.
Well, yeah. Two plus one. Yeah. I mean, you're adding another guy to the equation, but, you know, I think that everybody knows what number Calvin wears, so there's going to be a focus on him anyway, whether you're a deep safety, whether you're an underneath defender. And, he's tough to handle. A lot of big receivers are, and a lot of times they can make catches, and your only hope is try to jar the ball loose. He's no different than, you know, dozens of other guys in the NFL when it comes to that. I mean, that's sort of what goes along with being a number one receiver in the NFL, whether you're a guy who's 6'5 or your guy's 5'11. It just sort of goes with that title. Same thing with running backs and tight ends and things like that. I mean, it's football. You're going to take some hits.